I do believe in creationism, and I do not believe the Big Bang happened. It's just a theory.
Do you think that relativity is true?
Sure.
That's a theory, yes. Though.
That's okay.
Okay, so do you think that subatomic particles exist?
I guess I've never seen them, but I have to agree that they exist.
Okay, but that's also just a theory.
Right.
Okay, do you think that germs cause some illnesses? Not all, but some illnesses.
Sure.
That's a theory.
None of those have to do with the creation of this planet.
So, yeah, except all of them are... The reason you trust those scientific theories is because the scientific methodology is, like, our best fact-finding methodology that we've ever come up with, I think. So you're picking and choosing which theories are good based on which beliefs you already have. And so you're saying the evidence...
you're saying the
scientific evidence is good for confirming things that I can't even see, like germs and atoms.
You can't claim that that the
relativity.
Big Bang theory is valid because other theories, people may believe in them. I guess I didn't do enough research on popular scientific theories to come in and debate on this. I do have, you know, information from atheists that have to admit that the creation of this planet with all of its unique genuses and species and all that for plants and animals is extremely, extremely unlikely to have them all work basically in the circle of life, so to speak. I'm clearly not a scientist. I can't say that I am.
Neither
am
I.
Our planet's geological water cycles, life cycles, animal and plant, all work so well together that...
Not really.
They work extremely well together. No, they do.
Then how come almost everything dies before it even reaches the age to which it could reproduce?
How is that possible? If everything died before it reproduced, we would have no plants and animals.
I didn't say every single thing does. I said almost. So, for example, a flower or a tree will produce so much pollen that it's like it's literally in the quadrillions, I believe. So if everything is perfect, then how come life has to create so much waste just in the effort of even trying to make anything alive? One in trillions or quadrillions of spores actually develop into a living thing. But
sure,
everything is
but
perfect.
It still does.
But it's perfect? If you had a car and it started one trillionth of the times you turned the ignition, would you say that
you're saying because a flower releases trillions of pollen spores or reproducible spores like a fungus spore and only some take root? So you're saying that because there's millions of sperm that are released,
that's not what perfection
one, and only one implants an egg, that the other sperms are just wasted? Or is that by design?
Of course they're wasted.
They're not wasted.
No, of course they are.
So you're arguing that
what
in
is
a
the
perfect world, one
can
sperm
interrupt,
would,
please.
Would
what
go
is
into
the
one
function
egg?
That sperm has?
To satisfy an egg, to get into an egg and create a new human life.
One, if you're lucky, out of around 100 million of them do that.
Right.
So you claimed that the others are not wasted. The fact that they don't end up fulfilling what their purpose is, what would you call that?
But you can reproduce more as a human being. It's not like you have one shot.
Yes, and it's extremely wasteful.
It's not like it's one shot.
Yes, but it's extremely wasteful.
But it still serves its purpose in the human cycle.
One out of 100 million of them do.
So we're going to cry over the rest of the dead sperm who don't make it?
I am
crying. Or is it by design that these things exist so that it is fulfilled?
It was designed to be wasteful. That doesn't make any sense.
It was designed to with a purpose.
And almost none of them fulfill that purpose.
But one of them completes the mission.
Yes.
Which is why you're
so
here.
So it is wasteful.
Right.
Okay, well, we agree.
I'm not denying, I guess scientifically you could call it wastefulness. Sure.
Yeah.
I think that it's all kind of in a cyclical manner. That because that one does make it in the majority of humankind, there are anomalies. There are people who can't get pregnant or they're, you know, defects and whatnot. I'm just saying that
about
by
half design, of pregnancies naturally terminate too. Well, not half. I think it's like 40% or something.
But the majority do make it, and humans are reproducing, just like animals reproduce, just like plants reproduce, that it's all a sort of cycle. And to go back to my original point, to have another planet with this complex amount of life, that there is a huge amount of genus, that type of a huge amount of variety of life, to have all of that on a unique planet all working together to make the planet function is nearly impossible.
Says who?
Says scientists. Says your community of scientists, not Christian scientists, secular scientists.
I've never heard one say that.
That the rarity of having all of these things in one blue orb in space, since we've never found this ever again, we've never seen another planet.
We haven't even tried to look for it in any serious way. We only know of the mere existence of around 5,000 exoplanets, but we're pretty confident that there are close to a trillion planets just in this galaxy, and there are hundreds of billions of galaxies, which means there are probably hundreds of billions of trillions of planets.
And none that we know of yet that has a perfect ecosystem which allows life to
We haven't
itself.
Yeah, but you're saying that as if we've checked and found no evidence. No, we haven't even tried to find any evidence yet.
I'm waiting. I'm still waiting. And you will never find it in your entire life because it hasn't been created.
You're saying that it will never be. Okay, so you just said that there is no life
God.
In the universe.
You guys
have no evidence.
And the science community love to try to disprove God, but never.
You can't scientifically disprove God. You could logically disprove God. I could logically disprove the God you believe in about 10 seconds.
I don't live by sight. I live by faith. So you can't disprove anything to me. I won't believe a word that comes out of your mouth if you try to disprove God to me because I have faith.
No, you can disprove it to yourself, actually.
I can't. I physically cannot.
That's incredibly weak. Do you understand that?
That sounds incredibly passionate for the creator that made me as an individual. I'm not here to win this argument. I'm here to hopefully share the love of Jesus Christ with other people.
Okay, well, remember I said no preaching. Is the God that you believe in omniscient?
Absolutely.
All right.
He created the universe.
Well, that's not what omniscient means. Omniscient means he knows everything.
Then yes, he is all-knowing.
Okay, well, we can disprove that in about 5 seconds.
How? You're not an omniscient being. He's not in the realm of time, space, or matter, so we can't explain that. Yeah, it's very difficult. I get it. I can
quote you the supposed words of your own God. Ready?
Ready.
The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin is so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is bad or is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, then I will know. So he's not omniscient.
So you're not saying that God knew and could come down to see for himself? Maybe God sent an angel.
No, he explicitly says, then I will know. He doesn't know. That's why he needs to go down to Sodom and Gomorrah and check.
And what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah?
So we're not talking about what happened to them.
No, scientifically, they exist. They're still on this planet. They're covered
Right.
in rubble.
We're not talking about what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. What we're talking about is you said that the God you believe in is omniscient, but according to the supposed words of your own God, he doesn't know everything.
Well, I
So
would have to research more
the
into
God
that
you claim to
scripture.
believe in does not exist.
And talk to a Hebrew expert to see what they have to say
The
about it.
people that write the Bible do that, and then they transcribe the words into
They do their
English, and then
best,
we
yes,
read them.
absolutely. But I'm not a Hebrew expert, and I can't start to debate that topic. I can tell you that Sodom and
Okay.
Gomorrah do exist on
That's
this planet.
it completely irrelevant to what we're talking about. So, are you claiming that the people that wrote this version of the Bible and transcribed it to English did it incorrectly?
King, is it the King James Version? Would it be King
Nope.
James?
Which
I
version
don't
do
know.
you
I
want?
don't
Which
know.
version do you want? I'll get the
I don't
version
know.
you want.
I'd prefer to not debate it on a TikTok live.
What version do you want? Did you say King James because you like the King James version or because you don't like it?
I would say it's probably accurate, but I would have probably say that the Hebrew text translated accurately is the most accurate.
Well, it was written in that language, but again,
Correct. Yeah, and
professional
I'm not
scholars
a Hebrew expert.
do their best. I mean, it can be
Right.
translated. King James, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. If not, and if not, I will know.
There. Exactly. I don't see how you're saying that he's
He's
not
not
omniscient
omniscient.
by it was him saying that he was planning on going down to see it, and he rained down sulfur and destroyed two
He's
cities.
going to see it because he needs to know whether or not the outcry that people have, the outcry that people have been claiming is true.
So this one text is why you're saying that the God of the Holy Bible is not omniscient.
Yeah, there's probably others. This is the only one I know off the top of my head. But I mean, there's other
Have you
contradictions in the
researched
Bible.
the life science, the earth science behind Sodom and Gomorrah, the rare salt on Earth is found buried in the rubble of those two
It's
cities?
not rare. It's a known geologic phenomenon. If you're trying to cite what was that guy's name? Ron Wyatt, who was a nurse from Texas and lied about every single thing he ever did,
See, that's
then
another thing. You claim that he lied about everything he did, but that's not
because he
true.
lied. He never produced any evidence of anything. He just
He
made
absolutely
claims.
did. You're just choosing
No,
not to
there
believe
is
him.
no evidence of
There is
anything.
absolutely evidence.
No, there isn't. There isn't. He
There's people
claims, for
just like you
example,
that go and find these balls of sulfur for themselves
yes,
and take a
balls
lighter
of
to them and
sulfur
they
are
burn
known by geologists to
to
exist,
come from volcanoes.
these
They
sulfur
don't rain from the
nodules.
sky and destroy cities that
They
actually match up with
can come from
historical
volcanoes,
text.
but the site that he claimed was Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't a city. He found naturally eroded angular blocks and claimed these were city walls, and they just flat out
That's
weren't.
just your belief system
Another.
working towards what
No,
you
this
want
is
to.
what
No,
scientists know. It's
your
not
science.
my
There's
belief
other
system.
scientists that believe what I'm
No, there
saying.
aren't.
Yes, there
No,
are.
there are no, there, you
There
will not
absolutely
find a
are.
single one.
Well, you're absolutely wrong.
That's
You're
fine. You can think
just
that.
being
But
stubborn
for
and
example,
closed-minded.
but also Ron Wyatt, he went to the Temple of the Holy Sepulchre where Jesus
Stubborn
is.
and closed-minded.
That's fine. He went to the Temple of the Holy Sepulchre where it's believed that Jesus's tomb is. He got permission to go under the tomb, claimed he found the Ark of the Covenant under there, claimed he found Jesus's blood, claimed the blood had 24
And when he
chromosomes,
didn't have a
23
permit, they
from mom,
discredited everything he said because.
claimed he found 24 chromosomes in the blood, 23 from mom, 23 one from God. That there are no photographs of any of it. He rage quitted. There's no photographs of any of it. There's no physical evidence of any of it. In fact, the church, the Christian church, the temple of the Holy Spirit, whatever, called something close to that, they said, yeah, we let him go down there, but he never produced anything.